We're back on the Yellow Jacket Hockey pregame show. It's Saturday afternoon. The Yellow Jackets in Valencia, Pennsylvania for game two of their weekend series against Chatham. I'm John Garber. We're joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Rich McKenna. And team made us sweat it out a little bit last night, going 1-1 into the third period.
Yeah, you know, hats off to Chatham. They're a really good skating team. I think they're, you know, they played their systems well. They were able to, you know, they were able to generate some offense. I thought our guys weathered whatever storms they need to weather, but at the end, we found our legs, we found our game. You know, it took us a little bit longer than, let's say, we would have liked as a staff, but I think it was somewhat to be expected, a little bit natural considering the travel week we had and everything else. But, you know, the guys didn't deviate from the plan. They stayed mentally tough. We had a great second period. I mean, it was 1-1 going into the third. But the second period was a very strong period for us. A little bit of a nail biter, right? Because, you know, it's kind of like, oh man, like, are we going to get, you know, McKenna's Law, Murphy was an optimist, right? So if it could go wrong, it's going to go wrong. But our guys came out, and the guys we needed to step up, stepped up with York, you know, Lopez, Durner, like those guys, you know, they it's not that they didn't have their game earlier in the game, but they were able to then capitalize on their game and capitalize on their chances, and we ended up having a strong third and going home and having some more turkey.
I thought it said a little something about the guys too, because that second period, as you mentioned, was a very, very good period. Outshot them 22-6, had nothing on the scoreboard to show for it. But really easy at that point to kind of go, oh God, it's going to be one of these nights. Your guys didn't do that. Like you said, they just stuck to the plan and came out and had a great third period.
Yeah, it was good. And you know, hats off to the, I think it's Rodriguez, right? Their goalie, Gonzalez.
Yep.
He played great. Like, he gave them a chance, and they had some scoring chances too. It's not like, you know, it's not like we just outplayed them. Like, They played hard. They defended well, and you know, we got our shots. You know, we hit a couple posts and all that stuff. But it was, it had a making of being like, oh, like this is going to be a way closer game than we thought. And you know, we went in into the second intermission. We were like, if we get one, we're going to get more. So just stick to the plan. It's working. They can't score if we have the puck, so let's continue to do that. And I thought that once we got one, the guys took a breath of relief, basically, and I think that then allowed them to score three more.
Troy York getting a pair of those goals in the third period, now three goals in two games coming back. What does it mean to have a guy like him in your lineup that you know anytime it's on his stick, he can score?
Well, he's a pure goal scorer. Especially at this level. And you know, he came up to me during the game. He was like, there's a guy on me the whole time. Like, I don't have any room. And it was basically that, you know, then it was like, all right, the other guys have to open it up. And if you look like on our power play, like, you know, Bruno Bersaitis had, I don't know, 8 shot attempts, maybe 4 or 5 shots on net, and they ended up having to take him away, which then opened up York, and the other things started to open up then too. So again, it was a well-balanced attack last night. Special teams were good. We scored a power play goal, and we were perfect on the kill. So that part is still moving in the right direction for us. And you know, and yeah, you know, we have a couple of guys that are special players, and or all of them are special players. They're all good kids. They all, you know, they all deserve to play right now. And it's like my lineup decisions are keeping me up at night. Not necessarily our systems we're playing, but it's lineup decisions, which is a good place to be in, but also a tough place to be in as a coach, because you can't keep everybody happy all the time. I would say our guys are positive, they're happy, but you know, it's been the lineup decisions have been real head scratchers for me and me, Hot Rod, and Jonesy.
You've got 3, sometimes 4 freshmen on the blue line at any given game. How are those guys rounding into form now after a handful of games at this level?
You know, they're rounding their game out really good. It's it's kind of funny if you look back at our schedule. We play such different types of teams. They actually don't really get the same team 2-3 games in a row. So it's like, all right, like a really good skating team or a team that likes to grind or whatever. The identity of all our teams that we've played so far have been different. And they've been able to adapt within that game pretty quickly, which is good. But it'll be nice to kind of get into a rhythm almost in conference play coming up next weekend too. So it's like, all right, like this is how this team plays, and we're going to play them 2-3 more times. Their games are doing well. I mean, you look at, you know, Pace got his first one last night. Chucky got another assist. Sterney might be our best PK guy on the blue line. Like, he's been fantastic. Friesen's really stepped up. He's going in for his third game tonight. I thought he made some really good zone exits last night. Almost scored a goal. I mean, that kid made an ESPN type save right there. And so it's confidence is at a high with those guys, and it's good to see, because you know that's an area that we wanted to address, and you know we don't have Lawson in right now, so like those guys are playing probably more minutes than they're accustomed to. So it's been good. It's been a positive. I'm proud of all our guys. They've been we're really are a team, and it's fun to watch.
How do you grade out Miles after his first career start?
Well, he might pass the puck harder than some of our D, but he can really play the puck, I'll tell you that. But no, he played, you know, he was good. He was good, you know. That was, you know, it's kind of almost a little bit of maybe a trap game for him, right? Like, you know, the guys are, you know, they were a much better skating team than what we gave them credit for on the films that we watched against other teams in their conference. They clearly are very comfortable playing at home. And he was able to make some big saves for us before we kind of found our legs in the first. You know, we scored early, but I think we didn't really find our game until the second. And he kept us in there, and, you know, it was good. Hats off to him. We got the game puck last night. It was, you know, all's good.
Probably goes without saying, but a quick turnaround now for the afternoon game today. The first 5-10 minutes of this game are pretty important for you, aren't they?
Well, yeah, you know, you want to pick up where you left off last night, right? So, like, when we, you know, the second period was really strong for us, we didn't score, but I think it really tired them out a little bit for the third, and once we got one, we kind of broke it open a little bit. So it's to kind of find that game back right away in those first 10 minutes, first 5 minutes, just so they know they're going to be in a fight tonight, and our guys kind of get, you know, stick with the plan. Again, it's another test tonight, right? So we made some lineup changes. Everybody that's on the trip is going to play at least one game tonight, which is deserving of all. And we probably put in some guys that should be hungry, that should want to move their feet. I think if they bring the energy, it brings up the guys that played last night, and that brings up their energy, and we can start to build off of that.
Sounds good, Coach. Good luck.
Take care, Garf.